what led initially to your appointment as the president at Mid-Continent?
I'm serving as an acting president for a period of time until we try to get get the ship upright a little bit better. And my feelings are that some things needs to be done so quickly that I can't wait for them to search for an interim. And if you want me to help you as an acting, I'll do that for a short period of time and see if we can get things going. And I believe we'll turn the corner here. And this is a critical day for us, by the way. So I'll just put that because we're so excited about having some revenue that is normally ours that's flowing this way. So we feel really encouraged now by what's going on.
I imagine that you've spent some time trying to figure out what went wrong financially over the course of the time before you got there. Have you been able to really determine what the source of the financial issue was?
Here's one reason. The school offers significant part of its offerings in online courses where they take them one at a time or at a multitude of off-campus sites all over Kentucky and then a few into Tennessee and Illinois, I think. Those courses are, they bring in a cohort of students and then they take a class for 5 weeks and then they break and then they take another class for 5 weeks and so forth. So that's a little different format than going to school and taking 15, 18 hours in a semester. The financial aid involvement by Mid-Continent and other schools in our region would be handled out of the Kansas City Regional Office of the U.S. Office of Education. They identify them as non-term schools, which means that they don't operate on a traditional term. They operate on a non-term schedule. The reporting mechanism that's required takes on a different kind of framework. So I think partially the difficulty occurred because our people didn't know exactly what was expected, and therefore they set up a submission or two, and they disqualified them because they were not formatted correctly, and that there was data missing on them, and so forth. So that is the difficulty that caused them to do that, and the institution was healthy financially until that point happened back in the fall.
You mentioned that today was a big day. We're speaking now on Thursday. What made today a big day for you?
Because we have some agency money, and I don't need to be more specific than that today, but we do have some money being transferred to us, and we've had some gifts, private gifts and so forth, that can be very beneficial to us this first week of my involvement with them.
You said you couldn't say where the money that you received today came from, but can you mention the amount?
No, I shouldn't, but it's seven-digit figures.
How long will those donations allow you to continue to operate the institution?
Well, all of that, we can go for a while based on this, but I can't put it in weeks because we're going to be faced with the task of doing some major internal adjustments to our expending level too, and that whether it relates to at least temporary reductions in salaries and reductions in operating budgets and looking at any involvements that we might need to actually modify our whole structure a little bit. But we're working on that as we speak, and one of those that we got to look at right now is an enormous advertising budget that they've operated under for a long time, which is not something that you can criticize for, but at this stage with our involvement, we're going to have to curb that quite a bit at this moment until we get beyond and get the normal flow.
Because you're associated with many Southern Baptist associations, do you imagine that there will be an appeal to churches around the region?
Not only can I predict that, but I can assure you that. In fact, I'm going to personally make a contribution to the school and use that as a vehicle to see how many people I can follow, that I can get to follow me in that process. And the Baptist associations, I think you mentioned, were the key back in the days when they first organized the school here. And And we have to make sure that they remember the inspiration they were to the school then and continue that kind of involvement into the future as well.
Well, former Senator and current Acting President of Mid-Continent University, Ken Winters, thanks so much for taking your time to talk with us today.
You're welcome. Thanks, Chad.